No, I just
I can work with that.
I can too.
Okay, so then we'll move this and it will be introduced as new business in the governance committee tomorrow. Is that okay, Sarv?
Right.
That's fine.
If we ever get to it. Okay.
Right. That's
fine. Sarv is the chair for those who don't know.
Hi, Sarv.
So the governance committee. Lucky him.
Thank you.
So we'll put forth the body of the motion as recommended by Lydia, with the addition that there should be annual training at least once yearly, and then also expressing the concern that we will be handing in something else pertaining to the Civics Institute or something.
Right, where our language about whether, you know, if the language is offensive, et cetera, plus other things that we want to point out. Evelyn, what we had said before is that sometimes people miss the point, even though you have this wonderful mission statement about on this issue, but unless you give the specificity of examples of things that happen, they tend to miss the point. And, you know,
I understand.
So at our next meeting, we're going to add some more things to our first point, which was that one about it should be enough if you've offended someone to refrain from repeating that offensive language. Okay. So then I'll just revise that and send it out to everyone and send it out to the governance committee.
Okay, fantastic. Now, just so everybody will know, in terms of the time, it's 9:45 on the East Coast, New York time. We have other things we were going to discuss, although I cannot imagine getting into a very lengthy discussion about establishing the guidelines for the committee. Does anybody have any input in terms of how long?
Well, I would recommend that we, looking at this, guidelines, the use of the legal counsel, how complaints be brought before the committee, an investigation be conducted. It seems to me that we need to have a meeting with legal counsel before we make these decisions, and that perhaps the HR person as well. So I would recommend that we not get into any of these tonight because we don't have enough data to go on, and I think that we need to bring in the council for a consultation on this question and the HR person. So perhaps we meet with them. I don't know what we have on schedule for L.A., but it seems to me that we might be able to spend some time with them if possible. If not there, at least on a conference call.
And maybe we could also write out, you know, what our take would be on some of these questions.
Right.
So that we can kind of, you know, narrow down our discussion in terms of thinking about it ahead of time.
Exactly.
And maybe putting it to paper for discussion.
Exactly. Did I hear anybody else? I thought I heard somebody else about to say something. Anyone else have any comments on?
This is Lydia. No, I agree with AC and Evelyn, and I think it's a little premature to jump into anything beyond what we already have on our plate until we just, you know, meet with counsel. But but certainly I think we should proceed and for our next meeting schedule a little portion for an executive session so we can discuss what our impressions are. And that's the other thing, is that the board never follows up. I think certainly Evelyn, Lisa, AC, all of us, I think, were on the board last year. And so we have a sample of what some of the trainings are. Some we were more impressed with than others, and I think we should have that executive session conversation.
Yes.
And because the board did not, at its next meeting, have a conversation saying what they felt, what they got out of it, what they didn't get out of it, you know, even like a few. And I think we should factor that in and have, if we have, when we schedule our trainings, we should have a follow-up of some sort, at least even if it's just with board members.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, but anyway, but at least this committee, I think this committee is very well equipped to have that conversation.
So you're saying that this committee should have it. You don't think that's something that all of the whole committee, I mean the whole...
Oh, no. But I'm just saying, because we're talking about a training, we had discussed last time having a training at the September meeting.
Right.
So we need to, in executive session, discuss whether any of the trainers we've already had would be good to revisit, or do we want to look at a new trainer. But it also will give us a chance to... I mean, I haven't had that discussion with anyone. Has anyone else? about how we felt about each of the trainings, you know?
In Houston, we've kind of talked about it, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually comes up when we're discussing the need for training for our LSB.
Mm-hmm.
We got a grant for board training, so we've been sort of hashing through some ideas, and some of it includes sensitivity training.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to include, you know, beyond the LSB.
Exactly. But if we can have an executive session where, A, we can consider that, and also that might be a time when we can recommend and say, oh, that particular group was fabulous, and, oh, that one, you know, we can get a sense, because the one thing we know is that everyone on this committee has a commitment to this issue. So I think it would be a valuable conversation to have at our next meeting. And I know what we've been doing on the ED search committee is we have the executive session first, and then we report out in public session.
Okay.
Whatever is not confidential.
And Evelyn, could you send us confidentially the name and the address of that underwriter?
Of the grant?
No.
I'll send you an email, sir.
Everyone, I just want to say I sent out again, I think it went out, another invitation to join the listserv that we set up for the racism and sexism. So that way, if we all sign on the listserv, we can, you know, be a part of these conversations, which will be great. We can just send it to one address.
But I haven't seen you send out on a listserv because it would be bracketed.
You know, we're very few
people here. What I do is I send out another invitation because in order for everybody has to, I can't put people on. Everybody has to say that they all have to.
That they want
to
be on.
Right, that they respond to the invitation. So you
Does
should
it say
that.
Invitation?
It might say something. I'm not sure what it looks like. But I think you responded, Evelyn.
Okay.
Because, right, so a couple of people, if you see something from Yahoo Groups or something
I did. I remember that now.
Okay. Before we wrap up, because it sounds like that's what we want to do, I just wanted to ask real quickly, Evelyn, because I thought that on the last call we had, you said something about you knew about various training manuals or something like that pertaining to, are you aware of various kinds of research that was done in terms of issues of racism and sexism or other models?
Racism in particular, but the group that does this work also works with various types of discrimination as it relates to sexism, dealing with people with disabilities and things of that nature. And they have lots of literature and training stuff, and some of it I believe is on the internet, and I need to get their website. I will make sure that I take care of that within the next day or so and try to email it out to everybody.
Okay, fantastic. And now, before we go, let's talk about the next meeting date.
Oh, before you do that, Lisa, I have a question to ask. I sent a little note to everybody on the board. It was something regarding we're too serious or something.
Yes, you did.
Did you guys enjoy that?
I got it, Sarv.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Liz.
Now everybody on the screen is going to be like, what are they talking about? it was a joke.
Yes, it was. In other words, lighten up.
All right.
It was that cartoon.
Right.
Okay.
I'm trying to pull up the Pacific calendar, which doesn't want to pull. Does anybody have access to that calendar by chance?
Yeah, I do.
Sure.
To pull it up.
Just
a second. KPFTX.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, are you showing
me
dates?
What are you looking for?
August? Yeah, the dates in August.
Actually,
the Wednesdays are free, lots of it.
Wednesdays
yeah.
are not good for me.
Okay. Tuesdays, the 7th, 14th,
28th.
Hmm?
Tuesdays. Yesterday, the 18th?
Yes.
So you want to go on for Tuesday, the 14th?
We have a PNB meeting on the 13th.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Oh, let's see.
What's the following?
That's Archives Committee meeting.
Archives is on the 21st.
Yes.
What is that, a Tuesday?
That Monday is open the 20th.
How about 20th?
Yeah, that'll be good, and it will be for 8:30 p.m.
Hey, do you want me to put it in?
Please, thank you.
Sure, no problem.
And if you have the code, you can put in just the same number and code and all that. You can do it all right the first time. But on Monday, 8/20. I can't believe August is almost here. My gosh.
And before you know it, it'll be Christmas. So just hold on.
See, for those of you all who live in these warm climates, you might not really get what that really means. Because you guys have these warm climates all year long, so August and September, November is about the same to you all, but it's not quite like that on the East Coast up north.
Is he still on the call?
Do you have us on here, committee, to deal with?
Yeah,
they don't
racism
have
and sexism? I think it's racism and sexism. Community.
Yeah, here it is. I found it.
So we're going to stay for Monday, August 20th. Is that it? At 8:30 p.m.?
Yes.
Fine. The only question I want to ask is, are we going to have any sort of meeting, informally or formally, in L.A.?
I think we should try to get together at least informally.
Right.
Yeah,
we'll leave it loose because the last time, we've tried to, as usual, the agenda is too packed, and we end up working through lunch and all of that. Now, we are going to streamline the station event and try to combine all of that, so that should save some time. But I don't think that we can make a firm thing. Plus, Dan's on vacation, so we can't set it up with him until next week anyway.
But I think we should work toward that. And also, I think one thing that we said we would agree to do, because this will help to make, it'll help to give us a little bit more of a focus, is if we respond to some of those concerns in terms of how the committee should operate, if we kind of do that, that'll just, make us have a tighter meeting when we do meet. So I think that would be good, even if we're able to do that before the PMB meeting, because we can always get together and have an informal meeting, which I think that we should, if we can.
Okay. I probably can't spend any more time on this one, moving on to other committees immediately. So.
Do you mean there's something else that takes precedence?
And Dan will be there, won't he?
Yeah, he will be.
Every meeting, every committee is always the most important thing at that moment and the most precious.
Yes, I know. It's hard to keep up, but all my days are booked between now and the PMB. Okay. Are we adjourned?
Yes, I think so. And and everybody have a safe flight, and we'll see each other in person next week. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's next week.
Coming really fast. And everybody
we're having lovely weather, so you'll be happy to know that.
That's great. I have a river in my backyard. It has rained every day for the last month in Houston.
It's lovely. It's been here. It's not too hot. It's in the low 80s.